Glory to God. Jesus Christ is the Lord God Almighty. He is alive. Amen. Wonderful Jesus, reveal yourself to us. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we're humbled and so grateful for everything. Holy Spirit, we give you this time and we welcome you and acknowledge that you are God. Jesus is alive. Man was born to fellowship with him, with God, with the only true God. Amen. That's what man was born to do. Did you realize that? That anyone, those who make it to heaven will literally be automatically in God's presence and glory forever. That's what heaven is filled with, his presence and glory. And his presence and glory is on the earth also. Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ. Amen. A great man of God said the Holy Spirit is Jesus unlimited. Amen, amen. Something practical I want to share before I get to that. I want to give a shout out and a thank you to listeners, our listeners. This is Wonder in Reality, our podcast. We've been doing this for numerous years now, but in the last few months, we know that some of our listeners are in the United States, in Canada, the UK, the countries with the most listeners are those countries, also Australia. I'm looking at a general list here. Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Indonesia, Jakarta, Indonesia, Pretoria, South Africa, Poland, the Netherlands, Greece. We just say thank you for listening. We want this to be a blessing to you. That our goal is to proclaim the glorious gospel, evangelism, and also teaching, to teach, but to bless anyone who's listening, and including those who are already saved, to build up the body of Christ. I know that's kind of broad, but our focus is evangelism and teaching. And we're here for you. We welcome your prayer support. We do need financial support. If you've listened for the last 5 years or more, we rarely ask for money or even talk about finances, but we do need it. We've also published more than 40 Christian books that are on Amazon. They're on our website. We're trying to get all of them on our website for free. Many of them are there now, wonderreality.org. But like here in the U.S., our primary listeners are on the East Coast, also in the Northwest. So I'm looking at, you know, some of the states, Texas, the West Coast, California, Oregon. Let's see. Colorado, Illinois, New Jersey. There's some California, there's New Mexico. So thank you for listening. We need your support. Now, back to this, the glory of the Lord. Do you realize his glory is beyond words? The Lord Jesus, his glory, when someone finds him, he's the only one that they will want. They won't want anything else. He's infinity, beyond infinity. And we realize when we find him, that's how we walk with him and do everything he wants us to do. I mentioned this yesterday, I believe, and in other messages. When we meet him in his glory, everything else is canceled and disappears, including us and our past. And, I mean, we now realize, wow, this is what man was born to do. What's fascinating is, because God is so loving and merciful and giving, if someone gets into the born again phase, they get saved, and they just stay there, they don't go into the subsequent phases, there's four phases of knowing God, they still will, if they just continue on with Jesus, they don't have to go into the second or the third or the fourth phase. They'll make it to heaven. Amen. But in that born again phase, someone really will not understand his glory. Why? They haven't been born of the Holy Spirit. That's so important. Okay, now, here's something yesterday that blessed me. Powerful words of Jesus. Matthew 7, verse 12. He says, "Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets." Jesus had just given these amazing teachings and revelations that start in at the beginning, you know, Matthew 7, 1. "Judge not that you not be judged. For with the judgment you judge, you will be judged. With the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." And it goes on. I recommend reading this, of course. So powerful that these are basically laws that God has set up. We don't like that word law, but these are like set in stone. It's like the way God has created the universe, really. And the deepest reality, you might say, is when Jesus says, "With the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." That's in our relationship with God. What we give to Him, He gives back to us. But that same truth applies to our relationships with people. And I've told you before, I am really continually wanting to repent and get this right. We all have challenges, but it's so key that we forgive, that we be in good, right relationship with all people. And it's very well known, Jesus gave the two great commandments. Let's read this. This is in Matthew 22, verses 34 through 40. One of them, let's see, someone asked him a question, testing him, saying, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." That's just amazing. The second is like it. So it's they're connected. And so, why am I bringing this up? The answer is the glory of the Lord. If we have something blocking us from receiving His presence, such as if we have unforgiveness towards someone, that's going to keep us from experiencing Him and His glory. That grieves the Lord God Almighty, grieves the Holy Spirit. I still remember a great man of God in one of his books said, "How do you grieve Him?" He said, "When you don't pray, you grieve Him. When you don't forgive, you grieve Him." So, we want to help you spiritually and practically, but this is almost like, again, this is like a law. It is a law set in stone. It actually applies to other areas too. If we have doubt and unbelief, a great man of God said that drives away the Holy Spirit, because when we have Him, think of it, we have God Almighty. We have the, I mean, there's just, He's the absolute, it's the, we can't put this into words. The gospel cannot, is beyond human words. Why? Because He and His glory, beyond words. Let me finish with this. Someone may say, why are you presenting a lot of the same content, so to speak? Well, I want to continue proclaiming the glory of the Lord, these truths, okay, and the truths within that, that man was born to fellowship with Him. It's many people don't even know that. Especially unbelievers don't know. But many believers, we sometimes either don't know or we forget, or we get distracted with other things, as I've mentioned. We have so many distractions and challenges and deceptions. I'll be honest. I mean, there's even certain things I mentioned. Well, so many of these that keep us from answers and the answer, which is the Lord Jesus and His glory, and having that dynamic, transforming presence of Jesus in our life. When we find Him, we find everything that a human being is created for and wants, needs, desires, longs for, hopes for, dreams of. And he offers an eternal celebration. He offers this super abundant life. A great man of God in his recent messages has been saying, it's a life without limits. I mean, isn't that ironic and tragic that most of the world is totally deceived? Totally deceived. Even we as believers are deceived. And I mean, I could give like 20, 30 examples. We're deceived like we think it's religion. We think it's boring. We think it's for people who are weak. Yesterday I gave two examples. Someone that I know was hurt in a, they were in a cult, Jehovah's Witness, and it hurt them greatly, and so they want nothing to do with anything related to God. Another person, someone else took, someone, a Christian, took advantage of him, he felt, financially, and so he doesn't want anything to do with it because of that. There's two examples. I could probably give 100 examples. And we miss out because the glory of the Lord. Maybe our past. I keep talking about this great man of God. But it's worth it. If it's going to help someone, I want to say it. The enemy will always bring up our past. Well, Jesus, in our great and awesome God, forgives and forgets our past. In fact, old things have passed away. We're a new creation. And He offers that. It's just incredible. Like He, how about that? How wonderful would that be for us to be forgiven and our past to be erased, basically? That's what Jesus offers. That's an example. Glory to God. And it's in the power of the Holy Spirit. When we meet Him, His presence, and it's just so awesome. And it's like tears become our language. And we're just so grateful. We understand His mercy and His love and how He's patient and always faithful and never gives up on us. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. So much that I want to present to you. I want to stay right on topic, though. I know I'm getting into some different areas, but the reason I present these is when we meet, okay, when we find Him in His glory, that's when we're now the famous verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There, one translation is, I can do all the things that He requires of me, wants me to do, through the anointing. Christ, through the anointing, the presence of Jesus, who strengthens me. Someone may ask, well, then how do I get all of these things you're talking about? You know, you're talking about the being a new creation, old things passed away, totally new creation, eternal life, life everlasting, the superabundant life, the life without limits, Zoe life, the divine nature. Someone may say, how do I get that? Go straight to Jesus, and when you find Him, He gives all of that. The Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ. Just go straight to Him. And have a good proper relationship with all people. And the deepest reality is the fourth phase of knowing Him, the anointing, fellowship with Him. I want to keep proclaiming it. I want to keep saying it to anyone who will listen. And here's another one of the infinite benefits. That's how we do ministry. That's when things are accomplished in ministry. Someone can go do ministry on their own without, you know, if they're, let's say somebody's just in the born-again phase and they say, I'm going to go into ministry, I'm just going to do it. That's great. They're trying. God will say thank you. But in the spirit realm, likely nothing is accomplished. A great man of God says what we do in the flesh is rejected. But how do we accomplish things in ministry? It's through the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit who gives life. Amen.